significant because he was really a serious target. I mean, after Soleimani, Qasem Soleimani, who was assassinated by the Americans in January 20, he's the most top high-ranking Iranian general that was killed either by Israel or by the United States. And he was behind the building up of Hezbollah during the last 2-3 decades and the Iranian efforts to establish Iranian presence on Syrian soil. So he was very significant.
So was this a target to him, or is this a message, or is both?
I think it's both. I mean, on the one hand, it's a major setback for the Iranians. It's a clear message from Israel, although Israel didn't take responsibility for the airstrike, that it's not anymore that Iran can use and operate and send its proxies to it Israel, either it's Hamas or Hezbollah or the Shiite militia in Iraq. But now Israel will go after the Iranians. After the Iranians who are on the ground in Syria, in Lebanon, and who are those who actually encourage and support those attacks against Israel. So it's also some sort of a message.
Well, even if it's a consulate inside the middle of an Arab capital.
It's not an Arab capital. It's Damascus, and it's a base for the Iranian that was used to deliver weapon. And so it's not a neutral country in Western Europe. And, let me remind you that, you know, the Iranians are those who try and hit, you know, Israeli embassies and Israeli diplomats. So they are the last to complain that a diplomatic, although it's not a diplomatic, you know, it's the Revolutionary Guard, it's a military base of the Revolutionary Guard, it's well known, the fact that those generals were there. So it's not out of the blue, and it's not unlegitimate target.
I want to get back to the General Zahedi. I understand from media reports that he was helping the Assad regime put down the civil war there. He was very close to Hezbollah. Did he have any role in sort of what's going on in Jordan now, the rioting that's happening in Jordan?
I don't know. I mean, he was responsible mainly for the military dimension of the conflict. I mean, building up the military force of Hezbollah, supplying Hezbollah and others with weaponry system. Was he also involved in politics? And that's, I really don't know.
This is probably one of the most top killings or assassinations since Qasem Soleimani, yes?
Yes, it's not one-off, it's the most, yes, because as far as the Iranian concern, as far as the Iranian generals are concerned, he was the most important, significant, yes.
Well, Tehran has vowed to respond, but I want to ask you a question. I don't know if I know you're an Arab affairs expert, but a little bit of strategy in Israel's side. Is the present situation one where Israel has a greater reign of action because it knows any heavier retaliation by Hezbollah or Iran would mean total war?
I mean, they already, it's not that they retaliate. They on a daily basis attack Israel along the border.
Along the border, though. They don't attack Haifa or the rest of Israel.
Yes, this is correct. But and I guess that if the Iranians could do it, but they don't have the military capabilities. They don't want to use Hezbollah because they're afraid of a total war. And they don't want to do it themselves. So what they do is to use Iraqi or Yemeni factions. Yes, proxies, factions like what happened in Eilat. So that's what they can do, and I guess that if they had better abilities, they would have used them. But that's what they have.
Do you think Israelis can sleep more soundly now?
It's a war, mm-hmm. ongoing war, although it's a limited war along the northern border. And during the war, I do suggest that everybody will be not awakened, but in full alert.
How do you think the Arab world is looking at this? Let's say the leadership, not so much the public.
Well, I think they are happy because the Iranians are not allies and not friends of the Arabs. And it's quite clear that the Arabs were targets before and will become targets. The moderate pro-Western Arab regime will become targets for the Arab, for the Iranians after the war come to an end. So why should they be sorry for what happened? On the contrary, they would have expected Americans to do it, but for the last decade, America refrained from being too aggressive to Iran.